Assalam alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're taking care of yourselves. I hope the week is going good so far. I hope your year has been productive so far. If it isn't, please, let's learn to put one foot in front of the other. We are only and still in January. There is still enough time to make a difference this year. Before I go into this podcast, I would like to say a very big thank you to Fuba. And for those of you who know, he's been helping us bring these podcasts out. There is an entire team known as eSpace, but Fuba is the person that I've been working with personally. So if you're in need of somebody, he's actually the person behind the camera as you're speaking. If you need somebody to help you with your visual identity to build your website, he's going to drop a picture of himself here or his link or his Instagram name so you can connect with him. So guys, if you're listening to this, please help me say thank you to Fuba. Today's podcast, we are going to talk about family. Family. What is family? How do we behave around people who call us family? And how to navigate the divide known as family. So let's start this properly. Man Zakin. Guten Tag. Buenos dias, buen dia, habari, jambo, mache, maha, bonjour, bonsoir. And once again, salam alaikum. So family is perhaps the most sophisticated aspect of humanity ever since the creation of time. For those of you who are believers, and when I say believers, I'm saying those of you who believe there is a God who created mankind, you know that there was a point in time where there was one man and one woman, and then they became family, they had children. If we go on the basis of the three monotheistic faiths, which is Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, I'm not claiming that the other religions are non-existent or irrelevant. I'm just trying to build a storyline here, so please follow me. These monotheistic faiths believe that there was an Adam and an Eve, and an Adam and an Eve gave birth to Cain and Abel, and later another child, etc. And that's how the whole of humanity comes out of this. Now, I'm not saying that is true or not. That is what I believe. I don't know what you believe. But even this small family, right from the beginning of mankind, had its own complexities. You know, so Adam and Eve now have disobeyed God. They actually get thrown out of the garden, which some people say is symbolic, some people say is literal. I have no idea which is which. I'm just telling you guys a story. And then they have a child called Cain. Cain has a younger brother called Abel. Cain gets jealous of Abel, kills Abel. There's a third child, Seth, etc., etc., etc. The point simply I'm trying to make here is, if we look at a small family which started at the very beginning or the dawn of time, known as the family of Adam. So let's call them the family of Adam. In this small family, Cain kills Abel. Brothers, blood brothers, probably the first ever brothers that humanity ever saw. And Cain killed Abel. I don't know about all the religions or all the faiths, but primarily, if you ask me, primarily, I really believe that whichever faith you look at this from, or whichever angle or perspective you try to look at this from, some of the oldest religions on earth have been trying to warn us about the complexities of the word family right from the dawn of time. So who then is family? I was once listening to a podcast by Vusi Tembakwayo, and for those of you who know me very well or who followed me for some time, you know that I'm a great follower and an astute student of Vusi Tembakwayo. I listen a lot to the Chris Cocker podcast. I hope that Fuba is able to drop their names or their faces somewhere here so you can go find them. But these people I've learned a lot from their podcast as well. Currently, I'm listening to Joe Nketiah, the adult anonymous podcast. You can go search that out and find it as well. And on one of Woozy's podcasts, he talks about blood is thicker than water. I actually did a podcast follow-up on that to express my thoughts on it as well. And he said that blood is thicker than water is a short or abridged version of the longer phrase, which is the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. Where he actually explains that those who go to war, because they're at war, they're fighting, they have blood spilled all over them because, you know, they're in combat, And so they used to tell themselves that the blood of the covenant, the blood that they share, the blood that's all over their body, is stronger than the water of the womb. So it means that their ability to unite for a common purpose or a common goal is superior to being connected simply because we came out of the same womb. This is very important because then it helps us put a lot of things into perspective. I grew up with two brothers primarily, and I say this without shame. I mean, I know I have other siblings, but I grew up with two brothers who have been quite instrumental in and to my life. So Richard and Joe have been there for me all throughout my childhood and my adult life as well. But going on forward, I met people who, though we did not share the same water of the womb, so Richard and Joe, we came from the same womb, we shared the same mother, all right? So that is the water of the womb. But as I've moved further on in life, I have met people who, though we do not have the same mother, though we do not have the same father, we are united for a common purpose and a common goal. It is for these people that the statement, blood is thicker than water, hold true. It is for them, and only them. Because, yes, let's assume that my blood brothers are forever going to be my blood brothers. I did not choose them. But the people I choose for the purpose of the covenant or for the purpose of our vision and our mission, these are people I had to handpick, I had to select, and I had to determine how far I would go with them or how far they would go with me as well. It helps now to redefine the whole concept of family. I was watching a comedy skit once and the person said there's a difference between family and blood. Blood are those that, you know, your relatives, but family are the people that are there for you. So basically, you have to identify which circle you find yourself in. Another tricky thing to be very careful of is when people say, oh, you're like a brother to me. Oh, you're like my younger brother. Oh, you're like a sister to me. Oh, you are family. Be very careful. And I can share this from personal experience. I've said this on my Facebook wall. You can go check it out. Dr. Graham told me a long time ago, when somebody calls you family, don't take that to heart. Really don't. Because look, we are lost in the nuances of words. Oh, you're like my younger brother. Oh, you're like my younger sister. Oh, you're a sister. Oh, you're a brother. The truth of the matter is, you get to know who considers you family when and only when you find yourself in a time and place where they can treat you as their brother or as your sister. So let me give you an example. And let me give you an example. If my brother does something wrong, my first instinct is to jump to protect him, right? He's my brother. He's not a bad person. If my sister does something wrong, my first instinct will be to jump to protect my sister. She's a good person. She's my sister, right? She couldn't be evil. It is on this same basis that I'll tell you, whenever there are opportunities, whenever there are things that can benefit you, how do people fight for them for you? How do people try to connect you with things that transform and make your life better? And honestly speaking, it is so much better if you live your life with no expectations. Honestly, you are entitled to nothing. And so when people tell you, you're like a younger brother to me, you're my kid brother, you are my son, please, don't take it to heart. Honor people, respect people, love people, but nobody owes you a dime, and feel no entitlement towards these people. So family is not necessarily what you were born into. Family is also the people that you choose to surround yourself with, the people you choose to share a common goal, a common purpose with. I hope this podcast has been of value to you, and if you'd like to get in touch with me, please do not hesitate. Let me hear what you think as well. Your experience with family, has family been a blessing to you or a curse to you? In most cases, family is both. So reach out to me on @theprincetego on all social media platforms. I hope to come your way again next time, next week.